Hello everyone, welcome to Our Daily Mana. Just last January, I started my internship in my masteral class in counseling. And I have been spending time with Ebenezer but because I've been counseling students and people. But previously, I've been also counseling, you know, members here in our church, both outside and inside. I've been welcoming people that would come to church who needs counseling. And one thing that I have observed about these people, that whenever they go to the counseling room, they would always bring forth their problems, you know, their weaknesses, their brokenness as an individual. And I would always highlight and tell to them that, you know, it really takes a lot of courage to say those things, to bring forth their weaknesses, their brokenness as an individual. And I realized that one thing that connects all of us in one way or another is our brokenness as a human being. The reason for that is because we live in a broken world, and it's actually the effect of sin in our life. And as I look into that and delve into that and meditate on that, you see, the Bible really provides a ray of hope for all of us, that we should not only remain broken people, but, you know, God sent His one and only Son, Jesus Christ, for us to be restored and whole. And today, I just want to encourage you by reading 2 Corinthians 12, verses 9 to 10. If you have your Bibles with you, kindly open it to me in 2 Corinthians 12, verses 9 to 10. The word of the Lord says, "But He said to me, 'My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weakness, so that Christ's power may rest on me. That is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weaknesses, in insults, in hardships, in persecutions, in difficulties. For when I am weak, then I am strong.'" May the good Lord bless the reading of His word. I just want to provide a little bit background about the passage that I just read. During this time, Paul actually wrote a letter to the Corinthian church. And back then, Corinthian church was actually known for being boastful, and they thought that they have everything all together. And so, some of them would think that we don't need God because we are rich. You know, we have all the resources that we need. And they actually boast because of the strengths that they have. And so Paul, when he wrote this letter, he actually highlighted his weaknesses. He actually mentioned here and addressed it that he actually had thorn in the flesh, and it was a messenger of Satan. Now, he did not actually specify what kind of thorns he had. Maybe it could be physical, spiritual, emotional, or mental. But here's the thing. One thing that I want you to understand is that during this time, it was a real struggle for Paul. It was a real struggle for Paul. And he was so courageous enough to write this and encourage these people and tell them that, you see, in my own weakness, in my own brokenness, I know that God is with me. And He is the one allowing me to be strong because my strength is drawn from Him. And so the reason why Paul wrote this, I just want to read this again. "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness." Paul wrote this to encourage all these individuals that it's okay to be weak. It's okay to acknowledge that we have brokenness deep inside of all of us. Because that's the very reason why we need God, why you and I, we need God. And the moment that we start to understand this, that's actually the time that we understand that we are actually in need of a Savior. Acknowledging our brokenness, our sinfulness, our weakness leads us to salvation. You see, the reason why Jesus Christ died on the cross is because all of us, we have been marred by sin. And we have been sinful from the very beginning. That's why we need the saving grace of Jesus Christ. And acknowledging our weakness, our brokenness, actually encapsulates us to see hope. God doesn't want us to remain broken. God doesn't want us to just remain as a sinful human being. But He wants us to be transformed, to be changed. And this is what I like about Paul when he wrote this. He mentioned here that is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weaknesses, in insults, in hardships, in persecutions, in difficulties. For when I am weak, then I am strong. Because as a Christian, it doesn't actually guarantee us a storm-proof life or a problem-free life. But you see, since we have Christ in our vessel, in our hearts, we can delight in insults, in weaknesses, in hardships, in struggles, because we know that when we are weak, He is the one who can provide us strength. His grace will carry us. He will allow us to know His power. He will allow us to know His grace. And so today, my brothers and sisters in Christ, if today you are feeling weak, there's no need to go to God and pretend that you are strong. You can actually tell Him, you know, just tell God everything that you are feeling. He knows us by name. He knows us personally. He knows what we have been through or what we are going through today. And so we can be honest to our God because His grace is sufficient for all of us. Allow me to pray for you. Our Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for granting us His time. Thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to realize and understand, Lord, that apart from you, we are nothing. If there are times and moments, Lord, that we tend to boast about our strengths, about our goodness, Lord, remind us that these are futile. This will never be enough. Because the reason, Lord, that we are existing here and we keep on running after you is because we know that we will never be enough. And so, Lord, today, we just want to profess our faith in you because we know, Lord, that you are the one who makes us whole. You are the one who makes us enough. And Lord, always remind us that it is only through your grace that we can survive anything, that we can go through anything. It is through your grace that we can experience victories, we can look forward to hope, and we can experience your salvation. Thank you, Lord. I pray for your people, for my brethren, Lord, that you will continually grant them hope. If some of them, Lord, needs healing today, if some of them, Lord, needs your touch today, I pray, Lord, that you're going to provide them. If some of them today, Lord, needs your encouragement, remind them, Father God, that there is hope in you. There's a wonderful future in you. Thank you, Lord, for granting us this time. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. The Lord bless you.